something that I could do and not be behind a desk, and it was a lot of fun. And then retirement was kind of on the horizon, and I kind of figured that it was something that I could do and that I liked to do, and I really enjoyed doing. So I said, hey, I might as well, get into the business, and hopefully I can make it for myself, do quality work, and help other people enjoy their Airstream.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's all about. Sounds like it's just starting out for you since you haven't really retired yet. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. I mean, how long have you been doing the business, or is it it's just getting its feet off the ground?
Well, actually, I started doing just like Erica from Nomadica brought me a 55 Flying Cloud. She wanted, the floor replaced in, and kind of, it was great of her to trust with me a beautiful classic trailer like that. And so that was actually the first trailer, the first start that I got. And then, but that was just, like nights and weekends, kind of in my backyard. And then she brought me another trailer, which was a customer trailer. That was last November. So actually, since last November, I've been working on trailers. It was a 66 Safari, and I recently completed that. That was a big restoration project, but or refurbishment, not actually a restoration of the definitive term, but about 500 hours, and did a lot of work on that. So since November, I've been, pretty much at it nights, weekends, and days off, and so I'm looking forward to being able to make a living at it and have people be happy so they can enjoy their Airstream and be as happy about having an Airstream as I am.
Do you have a shop?
Yeah, I have a shop I rented in February, moved out of my backyard to a shop in Nolanville, Texas, about 65 miles north of Austin. So it's 2,500 square feet. It's a nice space, just myself, so there's plenty of room to work.
All right. I mean, now, how deep have you gotten so people know what kind of stuff you get down to the frame repairs and subfloors and all that kind of stuff? And you're gonna just dig in deeper the more you go at it?
Well, the 66 Safari that I worked on, I replaced a piece of flooring by the door that was rotten, but I gutted everything from the bathroom forward and fixed the floor, installed marmoleum myself, and did a lot of cabinetry work, new doors, new countertop, did a whole bunch of work, a lot of exterior work on it. Didn't polish it. I saw your pictures there of your second polish job. You're really looking good, Tim. And
Thanks.
I'll have to read up some more on your polishing tips since you're the second time winner at it.
There you go.
And what else? Replaced axles on an Argosy or two. Thanks, Colin, for helping me out with all of those axle orders. And what else? Currently, I have a 2007 25-foot International Ocean Breeze that's in for a little bit of rotten floor by the door. And a couple other things, replacing an inverter, mounting a TV, put in a new skylight, a nice Maxim skylight from one of those hurricane-proof skylights. What else? And my next project is a 79 Ambassador that a soldier here at Fort Hood is planning to live in while he goes up to Fort Lewis, Washington for a year or so. So a little new plumbing, stuff like that, PEX plumbing, fix it up, make it livable.
Do you intend to be,